This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Next week in Geneva, Switzerland, members of the World Health Organization, which was founded on the principles of establishing a one-world government, will be voting to give themselves worldwide authority when it comes to official international health emergencies. The same World Health Organization who praised Communist China's extreme authoritarian lockdown against the Chinese people, who suggested forcibly separating families to quarantine them.
In most parts of the world, due to lockdown, most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household, at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
And who was caught faking the H1N1 pandemic in 2010. The same World Health Organization run by Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, who's been working with the Clinton Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation since 2007, who said that the lockdowns will never end.
Repeat, there will be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future.
And that the war in Ukraine was getting massive attention as a result of bias against black lives. The U.S. government is in full support of this new UN treaty with the WHO and has submitted 13 amendments, which will be voted on next week, that will give the WHO international authority on lockdowns, forced quarantines, and forced vaccinations. According to constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, none of this is legally binding until a treaty is approved by the U.S. Senate. But the law hasn't been stopping these criminals from committing crimes against humanity so far. And if they plan on staying in power, they are going to have to bring back the lockdowns and the ballot harvesting mules. So we know it's coming. And it will soon be climate lockdowns to go with their climate migration. People are waking up. But the UN's agenda is aggressively pressing forward. The United Nations is meeting this week with members of the Mayor's Migration Council, which is comprised of 9 mayors from 9 different cities throughout the world, including Eric Garcetti of Los Angeles, California. The Mayor's Migration Council is funded by George Soros's Open Society Foundations, sponsored by the Rockefeller Foundation, and partnered with the United Nations. And their stated goal is pretty clear. They want to grant mayors the ability to bypass state and federal government when it comes to what they call climate migration and go straight to international organizations for resources. They are inviting all interested mayors or senior city staff members to contact them at contact@mayorsmigrationcouncil.org to learn how to engage with the international system and learn how to get funding and boots on the ground support. This all sounds completely illegal, but who's going to stop them? There is no longer any justice in America, so expect more lockdowns as the food supply diminishes and the population around you surges with hungry foreign migrants. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host for the fourth hour, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, and also of the YouTube channel, Jay Dyer, and also the Rockfin channel, Jay Dyer. Great free speech-based platform. And, of course, also here at fan.video or battleplan.news. You can also find all kinds of excellent cutting-edge information here, so be sure to keep putting out those links and that information. You know, in my fourth hour, typically what we do is we get into really hardcore lectures about the deep plans of the elite. We always go through books. We always go through the real writings of the elite. And that's so key to do because there's still skeptics out there. There's still people that can be awakened through understanding that all of this information is already out there in the public domain. You just have to know where to go and where to look. One of the ways that we know this is not just from the globalist white papers and that kind of thing, which is very important. But a lot of people don't know about the spy biographies that are out there. A lot of spies later on in their life, as they were getting into the latter years, the twilight years, they would write down all of their escapades. And while it's true that we can't take everything that they said at face value, even if half of what they write or 75% of what they write is the case, we can get a real key insight into the operations of these busybodies and busy bees of the elite. One of the best spy biographies that I've read is the very rare, hard to find, it took me many years to get a hold of a copy of this, and that is the book Game of Nations by Miles Copeland. This is the Copeland that you may recognize from The Police. Now, it's that family. Now, Stuart Copeland is from The Police, but he's a relative of Miles Copeland, the famous CIA operative. And this Game of Nations book is a fascinating insight into his escapades during the Cold War in both Syria and Egypt. Now, he did most of his operations in Egypt. He didn't spend all of his time in Syria. He did a few things in Syria, and then he went on to work in Egypt with Nasser. Now, I'm not going to be going into a lot of the history of the Cold War and all that. Mainly what we want to focus on in this amazing book, this amazing tell-all, is the overall globalist elite plan that is totally admitted in the book. We want to look at the strategies of revolution, how to engineer, how to steer revolutionary movements, how to control chaos, managed chaos, arc of crisis type model, and how ultimately this ties into long-term plans that the corporate global elite had, in this case, for Egypt. But in the long term, it's a model for the whole world. So remember, this is going to be a microcosm of the CIA operations that were done, according to Miles Copeland, in Egypt with Nasser. And then how we can see that as a zoom out, that's exactly what they do now. It's exactly the siege chaos model that the same power entity, the same group, is enacting in our country. The U.S. is undergoing the exact same models and strategies of attempting to collapse and a controlled collapse of the country, not just for chaos, but to bring in the new order, to bring in the phoenix from the ashes, order out of chaos. Now, Miles Copeland begins his book by saying that we call this the peace game, this game of nations. Remember Brzezinski's grand chessboard model, his book of how we have the players, the people, the presidents. There are pieces on the chessboard that we move around. And he says, you may have heard of this famous, believed to be a conspiracy text called The Report from Iron Mountain. Yeah, actually, Miles Copeland starts his book out by talking about The Report from Iron Mountain. And why would he do that? Well, he says, everybody kind of thinks about this. It was printed as a kind of a satire. But he says, did you know that this was actually based on a real thing? He says it was based on the CIA Games Center, a.k.a. Game Theory, Game of Nations. And he says that I'm going to explain in this book how I played the Game of Nations, how I was engaged in this consultation level at a high level with as a liaison between the CIA under the cover of a private consulting firm, telling and advising Nasser what to do. He says even controlling the periods, managing the periods when Nasser appeared to be anti-U.S., he'll say. Now, the first thing he says is that let me tell you the rules of the Game of Nations. The number one rule is that it's not about morals. There's no morals in this game at all. It is purely about winners. Winning, hashtag winning. Remember Charlie Sheen? It's pure tiger blood. Winners and losers, that's it. He says, we assume that a nation state, for example, will operate in terms of maximizing power and minimizing personal loss. He says that's the way that we'll manipulate the leaders of the other countries. In this case, it'll be Nasser. He says that we assume moral relativism. So remember that in the game of geopolitical public, you know, international sphere, it's not about right and wrong. It's not about morals. Morals only come in when you want to call somebody out and make them look bad, right? Virtue signaling. And a key section next is that he says, we were actually experimenting at this time. Get this. This is pretty wild. And he wrote this book in 1969. Okay, so Copeland wrote this in 1969. He says, we began experimenting with computer-generated models of decision information and game theory devised by the RAND Corporation. So in other words, Egypt, he says, was a test bed for the RAND Corporation running game theory, Herman Kahn, rational choice theory models on Egypt. And he says that we would put all this information into this old-ass computer, this old computer, right? Like a something out of an old movie, and he said it would spit out what would be our best objectives in these situations. Now, that's amazing because I don't think most people think about using computer information back that long ago in the 1960s. But he says that that's what the CIA Game Center was involved in. He says, next of all, you have to understand that we're purely pragmatic in this process. We're not guided by any ideology other than winning, and that's why he says, in the Game of Nations, we must reduce our approach to pure pragmatism, will to power, and lying. He says that this is the strategy and technique of regime change. He says that regime change and control of nations is a zero-sum game. He says that in the original process of this with Nasser, he says we had to give him, pay him off $50 to $60 million. He says, ultimately, it was about partly the control of the Suez Canal. Copeland claims to have been a key figure in that. And then he says that, ultimately, we have a long-term game. And he says that most of the people involved in the Cold War espionage machinations and whatnot, they don't even know the long-term goals of the rules of the game and the Atlanticist American power bloc, what they wanted to achieve. You're going to be blown away when I get to who he says to go read to understand the long-term game plan. But he does say, quote, that ultimately this is about bringing in a global brotherhood of man, a new order of the ages, and a new order of the world. And he says, if you want to understand how we got to that, he says, realize that out of the two world wars, the U.S. got transformed into USA World Police. Everybody knows about Team America, remember that old satire? That's actually out of CIA writings and CIA manuals. Miles Copeland himself said that the U.S. was engineered into a world police model, where they would be the enforcers of the inner deep state core who wanted to use America as the engine of the NWO. And he even specifically says that the United States took over the old Pax Britannia. Remember how often have we talked about the concession of the British imperial model, the Pax Britannia, to the Pax Americana? Now, remember, the Pax Americana is not ultimately the will of the American people. Okay, we're not talking about America's bad in itself. It's actually the corrupt inner military-industrial complex corporate elite, who, by the way, are going to be explained in Alex Zebeah's book, Soldiers of Reason, when he gives a separate section about this game center being the real Iron Mountain. So notice you have to kind of cross-reference these two books to notice this, that the report from Iron Mountain is satire, but it's based on the real game center model that Alex Abella will explain precisely in what way is real. We'll see that here in a minute. This is the Alex Jones Show, the only place where you see this kind of information broken down. Don't go anywhere, stay where.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You'll notice right there, if you go to my YouTube channel, I just did an excellent discussion with old Eddie Bravo. So Eddie went pretty wild in this discussion that we had. If you want to go check that out, you can see that at my website, or you can head over to YouTube. And that will take you to the full discussion over on Eddie's page, which was his show ultimately. But we had a lot of fun, and it was a wild show, so definitely go check out that. I mean, we got into everything, and of course, Eddie... That's his Eddie Goes Wild type of thing. So it's a lot of fun. It was a hilarious conversation. So check that out. Now, we were discussing Miles Copeland's famous book, The Rare Game of Nations text, and he was describing what the U.S. plan was back in the Cold War for the Middle East. And he said our goal was to, quote, bring democracy to the Middle East. However, he says that this idea of bringing democracy included rigging the elections, staging coups, creating and causing revolutions. And he says, ultimately, the Truman Doctrine to the Marshall Plan and all of this was a faux democracy attempt to just regime change and remake the Middle East according to the policy of the U.S. and ultimately military-industrial complex, the big oil companies at that time. And he says that one way that we were so successful in this was rigging elections. He says that back in the 50s and 60s, we had the art of rigging the elections completely down, completely mastered, a voting scam. Now, maybe that's relevant to things that have happened, I don't know, in the last few years, or maybe going back to the stories of the unions and JFK and RFK. I mean, there's pretty famous movies even made about this. I remember watching Martin Scorsese's The Irishman, and Pacino is sitting there talking to De Niro, and they're talking about the union bosses helping to rig elections for a certain prominent candidate. My point is not to go after, I don't care about the whole politics of JFK. I'm just pointing out that this is a well-known old thing that especially people in the CIA seem to be very adept at. They seem to be very well-trained at rigging elections. And if I recall, Roger Stone wrote an essay back a couple years ago when we had a big kerfluffle over elections, which I think he said the same thing, didn't he? He talked about how this is a well-known strategy to rig elections in foreign countries. And I'm just saying it's echoed in this famous CIA operative's biography. Now, you've heard me talk a lot about the Madison Avenue people and how the admin played a big role, right? Don Draper played a big role in being used in these kinds of operations for psychological warfare. And there's a whole chapter getting into pages 46, 47, 48, where he notes that a lot of the men out of Madison Avenue had perfected these techniques of control, both in the advertising world and back and forth, in a kind of a symbiotic relationship between psychological warfare in wartime and advertising in Madison Avenue. And he said they just applied those techniques of manipulation. Just think about how everybody's manipulated through advertising, right? And then applying that to nationwide control. He says that, for example, the CIA fostered the coup in 1949 in Syria that brought in the military dictatorship in Syria at that time. He says that was one of the examples of a destabilization operation that we engineered to bring in a puppet dictator. He says ultimately it's a game of conflict that we play. And he says, really, we weren't even that worried about the Soviets. We knew the moves the Soviets and the Chinese would make, and we really were just playing them off against each other and against ourselves and against our little puppet people at different times. Another fascinating section he says is that one thing that we wanted to do at that time in the 40s and 50s for the CIA operations in the Middle East was to find a Muslim Billy Graham. He says that the CIA had noted and figured out that the techniques of Billy Graham's evangelical message in the U.S. and in the West was very powerful in moving large swaths of people. So they really sought out a figure who could mobilize and motivate all of the Islamic ideology in the Middle East for what he calls Arab nationalism. So at that time, before they wanted to go with more of a micronation chaos model of the Middle East, the CIA had at this time a plan for Arab nationalism. However, he says that we never really thought Arab nationalism would work due to the tribal conflicts in these areas. He said, but one thing we did do that we found was successful is that the CIA would profile for psycho leaders. Yes, you heard me right. Profile to find psychotic, narcissistic political puppets. Okay. Do you think that still goes on? I don't know. Maybe. I mean, we seem to be run by psychopathic, narcissistic, crazy people. And he says, get this. He says that in order to come to this conclusion, he says, we looked at a couple of philosophers that had helped us come to this hard reality. Bertrand Russell and James Burnham. You don't know, Burnham, of course, is the guy who wrote about the managerial society. I need to cover his book because that's one of the key texts of the elite in the 20th century. And that's about setting up basically a corporate model for everything. So the way that the CEO corporation model runs, let's just do that everywhere. Now, I'm not inherently opposed to the idea of organization and having systems or anything like that. That's not the point of my talk here. I'm not an anarchist. But the problem is that these are techniques used by completely ruthless people to not just have an ordered organization, but to have an organization with literal psychopaths at the top. I mean, it's literally, do you understand? He's telling you we profile to find complete psychopaths to run nations as puppets, and that's how we control. And of course, yeah, they're compromised, they're blackmailed, but now this has all come out, especially after the last couple of years with the Epstein stuff and all that blackmail. This is nothing new. Okay, this goes back to the Cold War. And he even says a couple times, we follow Bertrand Russell's model. And the easiest way to control a nation is to have psychopaths, psychotics, pedos, et cetera, complete loons in control. There's a little addendum side note. He mentions that, oh, yeah, by the way, Operation Ajax, that was totally real. Now, remember, the CIA didn't, this wasn't declassified and admitted until many, many years later. And, of course, if you talked about Operation Ajax, you're a conspiracy theorist. That's crazy. Well, eventually it gets declassified and admitted. But he was admitting it in 1969. So, yeah, of course it is. And you'll usually find that controversial things like this, like remember the existence of the Bilderberg Group, right? Rarely admitted in U.S. Western media. Every now and then European media would kind of leak out that they admitted it existed. But if you talked about it, you were poo-pooed. It was crazy. You're a conspiracy theorist. Then as it starts to get known, well, yeah, of course it exists, but why is that a bad thing? And then it turns into, well, if you disagree, you're a bigot, you're evil, right? That's the gaslighting model of what these people do. Next section, get this. I did not expect this. He said that in order to plan our revolutions that we engineered, the coups that we engineered in Egypt, he says, we're going to get into some of the most famous, how can I say this, degenerates that you probably have heard of and their philosophy and their chaos and implement that in as a way to destabilize and destroy the existing traditional culture in Egypt. Now, I'm not going to care about the traditional classic Muslim culture in Egypt. That's not my point. But my point is that this is a technique of regime change. I want to show you that.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So, thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Oz Jones, I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. We're talking about the microcosm example of the CIA operations in Egypt with Nasser that can be expanded to understand precisely what we're going through right now with the attempted destruction of the West, the U.S., to motivate it and move it to transform it into the Great Reset, New World Order, the next phase, or you could even say a business plan phase. By the way, he will describe them like business plan phases, the way that they moved Egypt in the direction that they wanted to go. Now you might say, well, but isn't it great to bring democracy to Egypt? I mean, weren't those people oppressed under, you know, probably Islamic law or something like this or whatever? But the problem is, when you understand where they want to take Egypt in this scenario, it is far worse. And it's a microcosm model of what they're going to do for the West and for the ultimately the whole world if we don't wake up and understand that this is what's really going on. It's not about all of the stuff that people get distracted by, all the silly stuff. This is the model. This is the technique. It's a strategy. And as I was saying, the first thing he says that we did was prime the pump for revolution in Egypt with Kinsey. Yes, degenerate Creeper Coomer Alfred Kinsey and his pro-pedo approach. He said, we applied the sexual revolution techniques of Kinsey to Egypt. And we fostered things like any of the radical groups, any of the most extreme groups, any of the weird sexual stuff. He says, we imported Hollywood. So he says that movies were instrumental in changing Egypt, to modernize Egypt. And he says, all we did was sell to the Egyptian people that they had been cheated out of Western prosperity and the Hollywood lifestyle of being James Bond and of being this and that. And he actually mentions that James Bond is sort of a key kind of iconic figure to convince the Egyptians that they had missed out on this. He says that the CIA made a coup deal with Nasser in this situation. So again, this is straight out of his techniques. This is not my conspiracy theorizing. This is the famous CIA operative explaining the techniques of revolutionizing Egypt, not to help it. Because as you're going to see, he's going to be citing people like Bertrand Russell and the Rand Corporation, the Population Council, for the ultimate grand designs of Egypt. Now, you might say, okay, well, so they were stoking the fires of sexual revolution. So what? That was a big thing in the 50s and 60s. Okay, but that's not all they did. He says, we went to the students, and he says, we arranged fake student riots. Fake student riots. We sent out all kinds of revolutionary propaganda. Have you heard? Maybe this is something similar to color revolution model. Of course it is. Rand Corporation back in the 60s was experimenting in all those student riots, studying the techniques of swarming, studying the techniques of mob psychology to roll out mobs in future sociological warfare. I mean, I think maybe we've seen this in the last 5 years all over the place, especially Trump speaking events, especially the way people act in riots, the way people act in political meetings, right? They intentionally stoke the fires of these things. Next thing he says that we had to do was we brought in military psychological warfare experts, people like Paul Leineberger, who has a famous book on psychological warfare that's kind of a classic that people read in the military. And he says that what we had to do was, at all costs, magnify every potential tension in the region, in the country. So between rich and poor, agitate every possible Marxist idea between rich and poor. Now, remember, of course, this wasn't, quote, Marxist. All they were concerned with was the pragmatic power of agitating any potential conflict. He says between tribes. He says between men and women. So women's liberation, feminist theology, all of those things were instrumental in being promoted, sexual liberation. And he says some of these techniques, he says, were used by the Nazis from Paperclip. He says that people like Otto Skorzeny, they were involved in training a lot of people, the famous Nazi, the Galen Network, not just the training people in terms of espionage and spycraft, but also that the CIA reached out and was interested in these people training networks of assassins, networks of spies. And he says eventually the CIA ended up condoning Nasser, working with him, because they felt that they had mastered mob psychology through immense amounts of research that the CIA put into studying public opinion. And he says that we had to utilize all of Paul Leineberger's techniques that he mastered for the Pentagon about black propaganda, gray propaganda, white propaganda. All that was rolled out in Egypt. And get this, what have you heard me say for so long? Warfare, Cold Warfare, theaters of war are giant test tubes. They're giant experiments. He says that a lot of what we were doing in Egypt was testing out social control models, testing out collapse models, testing out regime change models and techniques and strategies. He calls them a technology. So you have to understand this if you want to understand what's happening in America. It's not one random event to the next random event. This is a controlled, managed, chaotic, intended eventual collapse that's strategic in its phases and strategies. Remember all of the white papers that we saw that planned the SPARS pandemic, that planned out Clade X, that planned the 2020 to 2022 debacle that we've all lived through. Remember the event 201. Remember, there's like five of these. Crimson Contagion. They're all related because it's the same people running the drills and the exercises to roll out the strategy. Now, that wasn't the first time that they rolled out big international scale psyops. The 9/11 event was a big international scale psyop. And that wasn't the first time that they had done it either. They had been testing and perfecting to a scientific degree these techniques, not just in Egypt with Nasser, but in Phoenix, or excuse me, in Vietnam with the Phoenix program. I just finished Douglas Valentine's book, Phoenix Program. The whole situation in Vietnam is a big lab, a big test tube. Now, in the next section, Copeland goes on to say that first thing we realized we had to do was destroy Egyptian traditional society. Okay? We recommended NASA participate in this, not because of anything to do with whether they believed or didn't like traditional society per se. I mean, there's an element of that. But he said that if we were ever going to integrate Egypt into a modern world, an industrialized, first world nation, what we would have to do is get them to that by destroying what came before. And things like Marxism, things like Muslim Brotherhood, things like anything like that, that Western intelligence agencies have co-opted and used at times, are excellent for destroying everything that came before. This is why the OSS, Skull and Bones, and David Rockefeller supported the OSS, supported Mao's guerrillas. Okay? It had nothing to do with believing or not believing communism per se. It had to do with using it as a wrecking ball to destroy the wealth and the tradition and the history of the country, to solidify and consolidate all of the money and the power and the resources, and then transfer them offshore. That's it. That's what Marxism is. It's a tool of moneyed elite. The famous historian Oswald Spengler said that there's never been a socialist communist revolution that was not the tool of some money power. And that's 100% the case. So he says that we had to convince Nasser that he would have to be at the forefront of getting rid of traditional Egyptian society. We chose him as a actor. This is the words that are used, but he says he's sort of an actor that we put up there as a kind of figurehead puppet. And he says that he would be the man who would revolutionize Egypt. And because he's a narcissist, he doesn't care about the people. He says, we're just using him. And after we vetted him, he says that we basically made him our man. He was our puppet. He says, in order to do this and pull this off, he says that we reached out to Arthur Little Consulting, and they came up with a 5-year plan to transform Egypt. Now, you might think, but again, isn't this good to bring Egypt into a modern society, to update it, to industrialize it? In itself, there's nothing wrong with that idea. But wait until you see what Miles Copeland says was the real reason that they wanted to modernize and industrialize Egypt. There's a whole chapter on it, and it has to do with offspring.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Your guest is Jay Dyer, Jason Allison. Now, we had mentioned at the beginning of this discussion that Miles Copeland says that the report from Iron Mountain, that famous classic sort of conspiracy idea that you can kind of get glimpses of in Dr. Strangelove, this idea of a deep state military-industrial technocratic complex that would try to bring in a world government, that was by many people at the time lampooned as kind of a joke, and it was kind of put out as satire. However, we saw Copeland's book at the very beginning saying that it's actually based on a real thing. It's based on something akin to what's called the Gaither Report and the CIA Games Center. And if we go over to the book that we've covered in the past here on my fourth hour segments, which, by the way, if you go to battleplan.news or band.video, you can type in my name and you'll see all the previous discussions that we've done. I try to make every fourth hour something like a very informative, sort of like a college class style lecture, if you will. So you can find all these past discussions there. And in that in this chapter in Abeo's book, he says that at this Gaither Report meeting, at the behest of the Rockefeller Foundation, there was a giant meeting that they had with a bunch of corporate elite, a bunch of CEOs, people from the Ford Foundation. They got together and said that we need to come up with a new National Security Council memorandum that would put in place a scenario where we could pursue a, quote, one world government that would eventually merge the United States into the Soviet Union. Now, at that time, that was in the Cold War, right? So there's this, right at the beginning of the Cold War, there's this dialectic going on. And in geopolitics at the time and up into the 90s, that became called the Third Way, the idea that we can blend Western capitalism with Eastern Bloc Sovietism. And out of that clashing, we'll get the thesis, the antithesis, the synthesis of the global order. And again, this is not a conspiracy text. This is a guy who was invited in for public approval, right? For public mainstream printing here for this book to explain what the Rand Corporation was all about. And on page 33, it notes that the goal of the Gaither Report and this National Security Council memorandum was the corporate elite telling the government that we want a one-world government in the future, and we're going to get this out of the Cold War conflict. Abeo goes on to say that this was born out of the philosophy of full-spectrum dominance, and this NSC 68 memorandum was based on the older Mackinder doctrine, right? Land power, sea power. Now, who was involved in all this exactly? What is this exactly? Well, he says that this was ultimately people out of the military-industrial complex, he says, who we could identify as people from the Rand Corporation like Volstetter, Herman Kahn, and Andrew Marshall. He says that this is people at this meeting from the CIA, people who were the chairman of CBS, people who headed up the Bay of Pigs invasion, people from MIT, people from Dutch Shell, at that time Shell Oil, people from other universities, John J. McCloy of Chase Manhattan Bank and the Council on Foreign Relations, the future president of the World Bank, Admiral Robert B. Kearney of Westinghouse Electric, and many other Rand Corporation elites. Other companies were there, such as Sprague Electric. And basically, it was a big, as I said, Fortune 100 corporate elite. And they literally said, we want, at the behest of the Rockefeller Foundation, a global world order. This became known as the Gaither Committee Report. And that is precisely what the basis for the report from Iron Mountain is. So it's actually a real thing. And that's what the CIA operative says. Now, I mentioned a minute ago that in Miles Copeland's book, there was a not so nice reason as to why they wanted to industrialize and update Egypt, and it had to do with population. Can you guess what the overriding ideology of the same corporate elite at the Iron Mountain NSC 68 thing? Can you guess what their philosophy would be? What maybe Miles Copeland's philosophy would be? Could you guess? Do you have an idea? Maybe it has to do with everything that we've been talking about from all of these other global elite texts, right? Again, we've been through about 50 or 60 of them now over at my website and on my YouTube channel. There's a whole playlist, by the way. People go to the YouTube channel. Where is this? Where is this? There's a playlist there that lists all of the global elite writings that we've gone through. You can find that playlist. It's on the very front page right there. Well, this Arthur C. Little Consulting Plan was a five-year model to introduce birth control and population control to Egypt. He says that when we decided that we would have to remove all the old regime, we would do it in stages over many years to implement a new, updated Egypt that would accept abortion, other sexual things, and population control, birth control, etc. Attached to this was the rollout of Hollywood films and the morality of Hollywood films in Egypt. It's a phase one, phase two, phase three, all the way up to, get this. Here it is. You see it right there? You can see it? You can see I'm not making this up. So if you want to pause that and screenshot it, you can go look and see that all this is real. Phase two would be, the phases lead up to the year 2000. The year 2000. By the year 2000, Egypt will be completely changed. And ultimately, a vastly changed population that by the end would begin to adopt depopulation. So the key element, I'm going to one more thing before we close this out, which is, he says, another key element we had to bring in was the use of terror. Yes, terror. Western-controlled terror networks rolling out the fake terrorists. Right? Not saying that there's not sometimes real terror. I mean, this is real terror. But now in Chapter 9, there's a famous section where he says that we in the CIA absolutely, totally have to use terror. We use terrorists. We use terror. Do you see this? Hello? Liars and deniers, can you read? We use terrorists. Next page. We use terrorists. We use terrorists. Does this make sense? Maybe this could help you figure out what happened on 9/11. Maybe a little bit. Maybe that's helpful. Maybe it's insightful. The West has a long history of using terrorists. He says that the terrorists were key in the coup. We planned out these coups in the Middle East. We also used organized crime, the mob. Have you heard me lecture on that? We use organized crime. We use organized crime, the mob, in these regions. And ultimately, that helped us promote the renovation of the Middle East at that time that the CIA wanted. Now, what was the long-term goal, right? Was it to make a utopia? Was it to create this peaceful capitalist order in the Middle East? No. Wasn't any of that. Was it to create a communist utopia? No, it wasn't even that. Okay. Wasn't any of that. He says, if you want to understand what the CIA operations in these countries in the Middle East at this time were all about, he says, I'm going to give you a reading list. He says, the first thing I want you to read is the CFR publications, the Council on Foreign Relations. Does that exist? I mean, here's a CIA operative telling us to read the Council on Foreign Relations writings to understand what we are doing long term there. But does that exist? I mean, people out there, fact checkers, I mean, you guys tell us to dictate what's reality. So I guess I have to ask you if those things exist. Then he says, then you need to understand the writings of a guy named James Burnham. And James Burnham wrote books about the managerial society and technocracy and using the strategies of Taylorism, corporatism, and so forth to structure society as well. Then he says there's you should read a book called The True Believer that deals with things about controlling nations through the TV. And he mentions Sirhan Sirhan, okay, which again famously relates to MKUltra studies. Then he says you need to understand that we are guided by ecology. So he recommends some books on ecology and the green movement. Then he says you need to understand what we are planning to make the world by the year 2000. He says go read Herman Kahn about the RAND Corporation. He says because the RAND Corporation plans are ultimately to remake the world into a technocracy. Then he says you need to read Bertrand Russell. So he actually tells you to go read Bertrand Russell. He actually tells you to go read these people that you hear me talking about because they are the ones that are crafting the New World Order, which is a technocracy premised on massive reduction of the population. And that was the ultimate goal of everything that they were doing in Egypt in the Cold War. And that's what he says is ultimately, if you want to zoom out, that's the plan that the elite, the Davos type people are going to do, not just for Egypt back then, but now the whole world.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.